This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, September 15, the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 19, Year C. Dear friends, if you think life can get pretty tough sometimes, think what it would be like if you had to be perfect all the time. No flaws, no flubs, no mulligans, no typos. There's only one person who's ever met that standard. It isn't you, and it sure ain't me. At some time in our lives, well, we all mess up. Maybe it's a small misstep. Maybe we get totally off the reservation. The plain fact is that we're all sinners. Some occasional, some habitual, some petty, some gross. Rather than perfection, our lives are a cycle of falls and resurrections. In our pride, in our frailty, you and I were lost to sin. In Christ's love, in His saving grace, we're found and redeemed. That's why this 15th chapter of Luke has been rightly described as the lost and found department of the New Testament. You see, in three parables, Jesus tells us over and over that when we lose our way, God is there to search us out, to find us, to heal us, and to lead us home. In fact, Jesus has already done the hard part. He took our sins to the cross. He washed them away in His saving blood. And we're purged of sin and born again in baptism. But life is long, and our attention span, well, it's short. Like the sheep in this gospel, we may wander away. We may take God for granted, but He never takes us for granted. Till the day we die, He's looking for us and over us. Like the shepherd of this gospel, He pursues us relentlessly. We may despair of our sins and give up on salvation. The good shepherd, well, He never does. He's with us to the end. In depravity and sacrilege, He constantly calls us home. In repentance and recovery, He joyfully welcomes our return. In Luke's gospel, the gold coin doesn't know it's lost, while the sheep is driven solely by instinct to seek the protection of the herd. Only the prodigal knows the full extent of his loss. He clings to the slimmest hope of some meager accommodation, not forgiveness, not reinstatement, but some paltry pity that will permit him to survive. We know better. We know what to expect. Scripture reveals God's longing for us, His boundless love, His ready forgiveness. But we have to turn to Him, to turn away from sin, and our lives, well, they're transformed completely. You and I are not a coin to be pocketed or a sheep to be dropped back into the herd. We're foolish prodigals, forgetting just how much God loves us, how much He rejoices in us. And like the prodigal, we're His beloved. In our stupidity and in our sins, He longs for us. He calls to us. He runs to meet us when we turn back to Him. In this gospel, my friends, we're reminded that we are saved, but our salvation must be continually refreshed and renewed. The world, the flesh, and the devil are with us always. But by clinging to Christ, our falls become shorter, and our resurrections, well, they become higher. We can become misguided, we can stray, but in Christ, we're never really lost, because in Christ, we're forever found. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.